New problem being reported in the district. Northbound DC 295 after Pennsylvania Avenue, but before Benning Road, getting the first report of a crash. Watch for authorities as they head to the scene. Inbound New York Avenue after Bladensburg Road, headed toward West Virginia and Montana Avenues. That's where the right lane was blocked for the work. Outbound New York Avenue after Bladensburg Road. That's where we had the broken down FedEx truck in the right lane there. Traveling on DC 295 southbound, coming past Pennsylvania Avenue toward the inbound 11th Street Bridge. May have a single lane getting by the work zone there. In Maryland on the Beltway, looking pretty good right now through Prince George's County between Beltsville and Oxon Hill. Outer loop delays in Montgomery County, leaving River Road headed across the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. In Virginia, where the inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike, that work continues to block the right lane. I-95 southbound on the brakes, leaving Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dale City, where the work is in the right lane there. Northbound I-95, some volume delays, leaving the Prince William Parkway toward 123. The earlier crash near Route 1 and Woodbridge is cleared, and all your travel lanes have been reopened. If you're traveling on I-395 in pretty good shape, northbound going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Back in Maryland, southbound BW Parkway between 198 and 197, the left lane gets you by the work zone. Then southbound Pennsylvania Avenue, leaving Dower House Road. That's where you have a single left lane getting you by the work zone there, so watch out for that. Sometimes a virtual visit is all you need. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care 24/7. Learn more at medstarhealth.org/eVisit. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.